Yo.
Welcome back to another episode of Whatever's On with your favorite host, me, Debbie, or Deborah, whatever the fuck you want to call me. But welcome. It is Friday. What's today? February 23rd. Today's the day I posted my, for you guys, it's going to be my last week's episode, but for me, it's, I haven't posted yet. I literally just, if you listened to the last week's episode, you would have heard me be like, maybe I should record today. So, I'm fucking recording today. So, if you didn't check out last week's episode, you should go check it out. This will be so awkward if I don't get this video out next week, because I'll be saying last week, and it's not going to make sense, because, anyways, welcome to today's episode, y'all boys, y'all girls, everybody's non-binaries, whatever you want to go by, welcome. I'm the host, of course. I don't think you can hear anyone else. I would say there's a lot to talk about, but I don't even know myself. Let's just find out together. Yeah.
Welcome back, motherfuckers.
Oh my god. I literally have no clue as to why I was fucking yelling. I don't know. This podcast makes me happy. Y'all make me happy. I mean, you're not here, but I don't know. Just speaking makes me happy. Is that a narcissistic thing to say? Am I a narcissist? Should I do like a fucking am I a narcissist episode? Do I actually do that? I actually just did it as a joke, but like, do I actually do that? Like, I take like a am I a narcissist quiz with y'all? And then we'd be like, yeah. We like, do am I a narcissistic quiz? Oh my god, I'm actually gonna do that. I'm gonna write it down as a potential idea. Am I a narcissist quiz? What do y'all think before we're not doing it in this episode because I already have shit planned, but next episode maybe, I don't know. What do y'all think? If you think it's a shit idea, let me know now. But anyways, welcome to today's episode. I don't know why I was fucking yelling, like I said. Welcome. I always think, like, imagine if this is someone's first episode, like, listening, like, this is the first time listening to this podcast, and they'll be like, is this girl high off of every illegal drug there is? And it's like, I don't know. I'm just kidding. Anyways, I'm trying to look through if I have shit. I do have shit to talk about, but my list is kind of all over the place, so I have to kind of read everything I have written down without reading everything at the same, it's whatever, you don't understand a word I'm saying. But anyways, I have a, like, I remember in the previous episode saying I have a lot to, do I talk too fast? Like, I feel like I talk too fast and you can't even hear a shit thing I'm saying. Sorry if I cuss too much, it just slips out. That's what she said. I actually have no clue why I'm acting like this. I'm acting so hyper. I swear I haven't drunk anything, smoked anything. I mean dead ass too. Like, I don't know. I feel like someone out there just feels like I'm joking. Like, I mean dead ass. Like, I haven't done anything. But I'm trying to decide. Like, I'll read things that I have written down and I just try and decide, like, if I want to talk about it or not. Because, yeah, it's okay. I have something to talk about. Okay. So, I have started, in my previous episode, I have started bashing my new school. I have started, I hope, a hate train. I know you guys know nothing about the school. You only know what I say, which is obviously, you know, a little bit biased because you're on here in my side and my side is, you know, bad. But I promise you the school is shit. So that's the only opinion you need. So I have a lot of things to talk about that school. But at the same time, it's like, I don't see the need to. Like, I don't know. But one thing that I will talk about, though, is the school times. So before I start, though, I always try and say this in every episode, in case you didn't know, I have timestamps in the description. You know, if I am talking about something that doesn't catch your interest, or you are, maybe you want to look for something in particular or whatnot, just always look in the description. Timestamps are there. If you're on Spotify, it'll give chapters. So, yeah. I don't know if other podcast apps do the chapters thing, but I know Spotify does. So just look in the description of what I'm fucking saying, okay? Shit. But anyways, check that out. I want to talk about my school times. Is that boring? Okay. Anyways, So my new school compared to my old school, you know, I've come to learn that everything in life has its advantages and disadvantages. So, you know, there's things I hate about my previous school, there's things I love about my previous school, there's things I hate about this school, things I love about this school. Now, the one thing that I do love is the school times. So, listen, this is something that you really have to put your brain into to understand. My brother still goes to my previous school, right? Okay, so let's understand each other. My previous school, the time that school started was 8 o'clock, obviously in the morning. My transport driver, you want to know what time he picked us up? His school starts at 8, right? You know, not 7:30, not 7, 6 fucking 30. 6:40 for lucky. What are we doing like 1 hour 30 minutes before school opens? What are we doing getting picked up by then? Like, what the fuck? But the thing is, at the time, it was kind of like, it is what it is, you know? Like, what can I say? But when I came to my new school, I got picked up at 7. You know, a little bit of a decency. But the thing is, my new school starts earlier than my previous school, yet I'm getting picked up later. That's something like you really have to put in. It's not that difficult to understand, but you need to actually, like, you know, think. So my old school starts at 8, yet I would get picked up at 6:30, meaning I would have to wake up at like 5:30. Also, mind you that I have a younger brother who also is going to school, so we also have to like keep in mind that, you know, we both have to be done at the same time because you go with the same transport. So I'm waking up at 5:30, leaving the house at 6:30, and I would usually get to school at like 7, and school would start at 8. Now in this school, because the school starts at because I'm getting picked up at 7, I wake up at like 6. Well, I don't wake up, but I get start getting ready at 6, and then leave at 7, and I arrive at school at like maybe like 6:35, 6:30, yeah, by 6:35, 6, maybe like 40, and school starts at 7:45. I mean, like, I just okay. I'm not even done. The after school times. This one is the one that's fucking crazy. My old school would finish school at 2:30. The driver would pick us up at like, bro. Oh my God, the driver would pick us up at like 3 or like 3:30 sometimes, like sometimes like maybe like, bruh, I don't even like I'm genuinely speechless. Like I don't even obviously, you know, I experienced it, so it's like I've been known, but it's like, do you actually think like a whole hour after school has closed and I'm still at school? So at the time I used to arrive home at like 4, bro, almost like almost 2 hours after school closed, I'm getting home 2 hours later. Roundabout two, like less than 2 hours later. That's crazy. So in this school, it closes at 2, and I get home at like 3. So, I mean, hey. But the reason why I mentioned that is not even that. So now it's 2024. I don't go to my old school anymore, so I don't take the same transport. So my brother, who still goes to the school, still takes that transport. Y'all wanna take a little guess of what time Brody has to go to school? 6 fucking o'clock. What the fuck? That has to be some sort of crime, because 6 is crazy. 6:30 was already crazy. Like, school would start at 8. You have to be done by 6:30. What the fuck? Like, that's insane. What are you doing leaving your house at 6:30 when school starts at 8? Now he has to leave the house at 6. I don't know what happened because, like I said, I'm not in the transport. I think they got a new driver, or maybe like less kids came, like kids left the transport, which obviously means like, you know, they were picking up 5 kids. Maybe now they're picking up 3. So, of course, now the time he's gonna come in is a lot earlier because he's not gonna go to those other 2 other people. That's my assumption. I don't know. But 6 is crazy. So, the time my brother's like leaving, that's about the time that I start like getting ready to shower. So, that's just funny. it's not funny, but it's just something to be like, oh my god. Like, I don't know. I just felt like it's just something that we can all just be like, oh my god, together, you know? Like, oh my god. But yeah, I don't want to talk too much about the school. Initially, I did want to because I had a lot to say. But now I'm trying to decide what I do and don't want to say about the school. So the school just in general is just a lot different from my previous school. It's a lot smaller. The school size and like the kids and like the teachers and the workers and the cleaners. And like everything about the school is just so much smaller than the previous one. So it's just a big difference. But yeah, I know a big thing that I want to talk about was my phone, because that's a big issue. My phone and my absentee are the two main issues that I have with the school. But at the same time, I don't really want to talk about it here because I just know there's a lot to talk about, and I don't want to talk about something for too long because it's like there's just so much background story, and it's like, yeah, we're not doing all that. So like, we're not doing all that. So this is going to be tough because I'm kind of running out of things to talk about, because like I said, I just recorded last week's episode today. So not much has happened because it's still last. I mean, for you guys, it's the 23rd of February. So if this were to go out, like, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. I recorded this week's episode this week and I'm recording. Wait, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. So for you guys this week, okay, the day that this is posted, this was recorded the previous week. So it's hard. I don't have anything new to talk about because it's the same week as last week's episode. So obviously everything that I want to talk about, I already spoke about it in last week. So there's no time for anything new to happen for me to talk about, if that makes sense. So if you don't understand, then just fucking get lost. Like, I'm honestly pissed off. Like, but anyways, maybe we'll do the Am I a Narcissist quiz then, if I have nothing to talk about. Oh, shit. Shit. Okay. Anyways, but something that I do want to talk about is a little something called S-E-X. The S word. Oh my god. Well, I don't even want to know what I did there. But yes, I want to talk about it. What the fuck was that? Oh, like, I just saw, like, I don't even want to explain what happened. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. S-E-X, yo. Sorry, I paused for a second. That carnival song is in my head. But anyways, I want to talk about a little some. This is something that I wanted to speak about for a long time because my opinion about it is so strong, and I feel like this is why I've recently considered becoming a lawyer, because I feel like I am very good at not defending, but if I feel strongly opinionated about something, it's like, if you wanted to debate on that, it's a losing battle for you. I'm a fucking god. Okay, I'm just kidding. But I mean, like, I'm really good. Like, I feel like when it comes to, like, debating and, like, arguing, not really arguing, but, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, kind of going back and forth. Like, I kind of eat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of, you know? So, sex. This is definitely a topic for me being home alone. So if I hear my brother come in the house or my dad come home, that is it. Because I'm not about to talk about sex with my fucking brother or dad in the house for obvious reasons. I mean, there's nothing wrong, but it's just going to be like, if I was walking past my brother's room and I heard him talking about sex, I would be like, what? But, yeah. So, sex. So, I don't even know where to start. Okay, so basically how I came up with this is I have guy friends, I have girlfriends, I have you name it. I actually don't, to be honest. I would rather say I have people that I know. Okay, I do have friends, but I have more people that I know. Okay, fuck up. But Bro, if I hear the slightest noise in this house, I'm turning this shit off because I'm not about to actually talk about fucking sex with someone in the house. Like, I'm being so dead ass. But what did I say? So, yeah, I have guy friends, right? And, you know, if I'm in, like, usually I don't like talking about guys that I'm talking to other people, girls or boys. But if I'm in a struggle, you know, like, I'm really in a struggle, I will go to my guy friends, like, yo, what the fuck do I do? Yo, what the fuck? You know, just go to them for advice, and they can come to me for advice about girls. So, I have this one guy friend who has a girlfriend and is cheating on this girlfriend. Now, I don't know if I spoke about it on this podcast. I think I did. So, this guy is cheating on his girlfriend. Now, I know you guys are probably like, oh my god, that's so fucked up. You know, if you yourself have been cheated on, you know, like, you know how it feels. I personally never. Sucks to suck, but like, I personally have never been cheated on. But yeah, I was going to be like, but I've only been in one relationship. I mean, I've only been in one serious relationship. I've been in a little, you know, side hustle relationships. Not side hustle, like, I get money, but like, little side relationships. Like, I don't consider them relationships. I feel like, I don't know if it's just me. But, like, I have exes that I claim and, like, people that I claim I've talked to and people I don't claim and, like, whatnot. So, like, I've only been in one relationship, but technically I've been in more, but I only count one as a serious one. But, what was I going to say? So, yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah. So, he is cheating on his girlfriend. So, before you feel bad for... Bruh, my heart literally stopped for a second. It sounded like someone was by my door. I was like... because the thing is, if my brother or dad was to come in, I would hear the door, even though I'm upstairs, so I would stop recording. So I'm confused, like, how the fuck did I hear, like, why does it sound like someone's by my door, but I didn't hear anyone come in? But anyways, no one's by my door, so, but I opened my door now too, because I'm dead ass not trying to have anyone listen to me talk about sex. But before you feel bad about his girlfriend has caught him with another female. Not even just, she does, it's not like she has suspicions. It's not like she went through his phone and found a girl or whatnot. She caught him in the act. You know, like, catching someone in the act, it's just like, there's no way of lying your way out of it. You know, a lot of times people, when they get caught, they still try and, like, try their luck and, like, lie their way out of it. Getting caught in the act, it's like just accept defeat. You know, there's nothing you can do or say. You've been caught, right? Girlfriend caught him with a fucking female. Walked in, and he said, like, walked in and everything. Because at first, like, the girlfriend was knocking, and he was trying to, like, act like he wasn't saying anything or nothing. At first, he didn't know it was the girlfriend. That's the thing. So there's, like, knocking at his door, and then he... Wait, there's knocking at his, like, there's knocking at his door. And then he was like, what? I don't even fucking know what this nigga said. He was like, sorry, I literally hate saying the N-word because I always feel like, what if there's, like, a white person listening to this? But, shit. Oh, yeah, so the girlfriend was knocking at his door. And at first he didn't know it was the girlfriend. He just knew that someone was knocking. So, of course, now if you're knocking at someone, not knocking at someone, so just knocking at a door in general, and they're not answering, you're gonna leave, right? Because you're not gonna, like, it's kind of like if you're texting someone and you're not responding, you're not gonna keep texting them because it's like, just get the hint already. So, homegirl is knocking, right? And the guy is not, you know, I guess he was trying to play it like he's not, there was not saying anything, but he said that his TV was on, so it wouldn't make, like, you know, you can't act like you're not there at home, you can't act like you're not there when your TV's on, fucking blasting music or shows or whatever, but the TV's on. So then homegirl is knocking, you know, like, she's not giving up, she's knocking and knocking and knocking. Apparently the girl was calling his phone. I don't know why I'm saying apparently, like, I didn't get this firsthand. Like, so the girl was calling his phone, and of course, you know, he's with another girl, he's not about to pick up the phone with his, no, he, the girl, okay, the girlfriend called his phone, and the girl he was with she declined the call. And then, of course, now the girlfriend is calling again and again and again. And then that's when the girlfriend had came to the door, and then Yeah, so the girlfriend's knocking, bro. Knocking like a life depends on it. And then, like, the... What the fuck was I gonna say? So, then the guy checks and sees the girlfriend, and he just knew that he was fucked. Because at first he was trying to act like, you know, he's not there. I mean, if he doesn't answer the door, what is the girl gonna do? Like, break down the door? And she fucking broke down the door. Yeah, she didn't break it down, but the door is, like, not strong, so she pushed it, I guess. Maybe it was like, bitch, I don't even know. But long story short, I don't know why I'm getting so much into detail. Girlfriend caught the guy. Girlfriend, some reason, decided to stay with guy. So we can't feel bad. Me personally, if you catch someone cheating on you, or you find out someone cheating on you and you stay, you deserve whatever comes your way. I don't know what else to say. I say this in the most, like, I don't know. If you were my best friend, no sympathy. Like, I say this in, like, the most honest way possible. Can't feel... It's like that thing was like, fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice. It's like, if you get cheated on again, it's like, shit. Like, you gotta blame yourself at this point. So, yeah, what was I gonna say? So, basically... homeboy is like telling me, you know, I've already been on this situation, was like last year, shit, I've been on about it. So now homeboy is telling me about this other girl, and now I'm just like, your fucking girlfriend. But then at the same time, it's like, it's hard for me to feel bad, because it's like, I don't know what to say to the girlfriend. Like, I've never met her, but just like people in general who get cheated on and then stay, it's like, what's that song by Lotto? Fuck, Sunday Service, right? There's a lyric. It's like, how you take him back. How he, it's like something like, he cheats on you and you take him back. Must be your only. She said the N-word, so I'm just gonna say must be the only guy. But it's basically saying, like, if a guy cheats on you and you take him back, it's like, is this the only guy you can bag? Like, is this your only option in life? Like, obviously, if you break up, you're free to, you know, you're free to talk to other people. So it's like, are you saying that you are only, like, you're not, like, are you basically calling yourself ugly? Like, I don't know. Maybe, like, whenever I just talk about it, people say shit like, don't judge her, or what if she's scared of being lonely or whatnot. But it's like, I mean, shit, bro. Could not be me. But my point is, back to what the original point I was trying to say, the guy is telling me about this other girl. So we're not even going to get into the story of why is he still cheating and whatnot, because we're just going to go off topic. I have a lot to say about that, which is just going to spiral into a whole nother 5-hour talk. So the point that I'm trying to say to him is, why are you with your girlfriend if you want to still cheat? So basically, his girlfriend is in another state and she's going to be come back. She's going to be there till October. And that is why, you know, he's doing what he's doing. And then, this is not even just to him, like, to anyone in general who's cheated or who is cheating, it's like, why do you cheat when you can just leave, you know? If you, as long as you are not in a relationship, no matter how close to, like, no matter what, how close your situationship is to a relationship, if it's not a relationship, you're fucking single. You know, if you're talking to someone, y'all are close as fuck, y'all are, like, basically, y'all are basically in a relationship. As long as you don't have the title, I don't care how close y'all are. If you don't have that relationship title, you're fucking single. And you can talk to whoever you want. So, my thing is, you can just talk to as many people as you want. Get as close to as many people as you want. And talk to whoever you want if you're fucking single. So, it's like, why cheat when you can just be single? You get what I'm saying? But that's a topic for another day. Hey. Yeah, that's like a... Fuck, that's a great topic for another day. Oh my god, shit. But I already spoke a lot about it. And you see, this is why, like, I spoke a lot about it in this episode. So if you see it in the next episode, it's like, nah, fuck it. Why cheat when you can just be single? No, yeah. Next episode, we're gonna get into that. So that's, I don't know, a little teaser for the next episode. So let me stop talking about that so we can save it for the next episode. But the point for today's episode is, my point is, he wants to have this other girl who he will be sleeping with. Yeah, so he was basically telling me, like, him after chats, he was telling me, like, him and his girlfriend, they paused in time, and I was telling him, like, are y'all, like, is your girlfriend cheating on you too? Because that's the other option. You know, usually when people stay, maybe they planning on cheating, you know, planning on a little get back, they planning on cheating on the person, planning on, maybe they already cheated, maybe they've already cheated or whatnot, but I personally feel like if you respect yourself, regardless of being lonely or whatnot, if someone cheats on you, you're out of there. I don't give a fuck how lonely you think you're going to be. If you respect yourself, you're out of there. So, shit. But, basically, he was saying, like, they're with each other to pass time or something like that. So, what I'm trying to say is, you have a whole girlfriend, right? With your girlfriend, you can do anything, say anything, you know, you can buy your girlfriend something and not feel bad because it's your girlfriend. You can spend money on your girlfriend, not feel bad as your girlfriend, vice versa, spend money on your boyfriend, not feel bad because it's your boyfriend. This new girl, you know, to some extent, you're gonna spend some sort of money on her, whether it's for her Uber, whether if it's to buy her food, whether it's whatever, I don't know, you're gonna, like, eventually, like, you're gonna spend some money for her, right? So, it's now a thing of, like, just for sex, like, as if you don't have a girlfriend, like, when you're in a relationship, that's your person. That person, y'all can do whatever, y'all for each other. So, it's just a thing of, like, okay, October, right, that's when your girlfriend comes back. If you and this girl keep, you know, doing whatever you're doing with each other, eventually, you know, if you're not spending money on her, eventually she's most likely gonna, you know, maybe be like, oh, pay for my Uber, oh, buy me food, oh, you know, like, eventually you're gonna start, you know, spending money, and it's a thing that's like, again, all for sex, you know, like, all for sex. So now, that's just one case. Here, I'm just basically, I just brought up the story with him, because that is how I initially came up with the topic, but then I started thinking about it deeper, and that's what I'm about to go now. So now that's just one thing, that's his story, we're not even gonna get too much into that. Let's just talk about people who like, you just, I don't want to say fuck around because that's slutty, but you sleep around, that's even worse now that I think about it. But people who sleep with multiple people. Yeah, let's talk about people who sleep with multiple people. So, in this day and age, you know, I would expect the least a female can do from, the least a female can ask from a guy who's just sleeping with her is to pay for the Uber. That's like the least, because for me personally, not just like what I feel like, also like my mom be telling me just here and there, it's like, no amount of money is worth your body, if that makes sense. Like, think about, like, your body is more than, think about, like, for example, if a guy pays for your Uber and fucking, I don't know, buys you food, McDonald's or something, that money he spends, it's like, the thing is, listen, you feel as if him paying for your Uber and him buying you food and y'all sleeping with each other, it's like a fair exchange. But it's like he's gaining more than, it's not a fair trade because you're more than the money. That's basically what I'm trying to say. This is not what I'm trying to talk about. What the fuck am I saying? Now I'm talking about females. I didn't even mean to talk about this. What I was trying to say is I'm trying to talk about people, more preferably guys, because I know, like, people who usually do friends with benefits, it's like the guy is the one, I don't know, hey, I don't know, depends. If y'all were to, like, label a friends with benefits, I've never had a friends with benefits and, like, labeled it like all we are friends with benefits. So it's like, if you have friends with benefits, are you paying for your ride there, or is the person paying, or, like, I don't even know, hey. But what I'm trying to say is, my point I'm trying to make is, okay, no, you know what, fuck it, this is for guys, because this is not, I'm trying to make it like a generalized thing, but it's not gonna work, because usually guys are the ones who would pay for the girl. So If you as a guy, right, are actively looking for multiple women to sleep with, right, and let's say all of these women ask you to pay for their Uber to your place and back to their house, and obviously when they get there, I don't know, y'all gonna watch Netflix, y'all gonna get wine or get food or something. Let's say she also asks you to buy her food or something. The money you're gonna be spending on all these different women, it's like all for sex. That's the point that I just keep getting back to. It's like all for sex. You get what I'm saying? Like, when I was first thinking about it, the point I'm really trying to make is sex is temporary. Not sex, but the feeling. Okay, sexual satisfaction is temporary. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's like, is it worth it to chase sex when it's not a permanent satisfaction? That's the question. That's what I've been trying to get into. That's what I was thinking about like the other day, and that's what the whole discussion was basically about. Because my analytics say most of you are over 18. Most of you are like 20 something. So, you know, I'm just going to assume you're not a virgin. So think about the times you have sex. You're not going to have sex one time and that's it. You know, because you're going to be satisfied in the moment. And then this is why people can have rounds and rounds and rounds, because it's like, you'll be satisfied for the time that it's happened. And then after some time, it's like, the satisfaction is gone. And that's why you can want to do it again and again. Or like, if you do it for the night, the next day or the day after, it's like, you can do it again. Because it's like, it satisfies you for the moment, but it doesn't satisfy you forever. And that's why, you know, people can get addicted to sex. People can have sex every day. People can pay for sex. People can look out for it. People can go looking for women for sex. Women can look for guys for sex. And the point is sex worth chasing when it's temporary? The feeling is temporary. Because that's why it's like, when you have your little partner or whatnot. Okay, I don't care about the relationship then. My whole point is really like, is sex worth chasing when it's just temporary? Like, all the money you spend, if you are a female and you like pay to go see guys, or go to see a guy rather, maybe you have a little guy that's like, you know, your little sneaky link or whatnot, and maybe you pay to go see him, like pay an Uber to go see him or whatever, not like, is that money worth it when the feeling you have is gonna eventually go away in like, what, less than like 10 minutes? I don't know, like how long, like after you fuck, you basically like the I don't even know, bro. I'm trying to sound educated, but like, once you finish, and when I say finish, I'm not talking about finish sex. Once you've released your, once you've, I know there's like a scientific, there's a scientific word for what I'm trying to say. Once you, okay, for the males, once you have released sperm, for the females, once you have released, female sperm, I don't know what you call it, but you know, once you've released it, you're satisfied. You know, that's why I don't know if it's like post nut clarity or like if it's that thing where it's like once guys have nutted, they're like not horny. I remember a guy said like, it's not that, I remember like, so basically a guy was asked, if is it true that once guys finish, they don't find girls attractive? And then the guy was like, it's not that you don't find them attractive, they're just 0% horny. And I'm not a guy, so I wouldn't know. So I don't know also how it is with girls, if it's like once you've finished, if you're like completely like 0% horny. So my thing is like, it's just once it happens, it's like, it's it. I mean, like, is it? I don't know how freaky y'all are. I don't know how many rounds y'all would go. But it's a thing that's like, you're gonna get it, and then it's, you're gonna lose it quicker than you got it. The feeling, the satisfaction from sex. So it's like, is it worth it? You know, not even just the time. I mean, not even just the money you would spend for sex, but like also the time, of course, also the effort, you know, the effort to do this, effort to do that. Is it all worth it? Like, it's not really that, but it's more so of, is sex worth chasing? Like, that's my question. More so, it's mainly more like directed to guys, because I'm a female, so I'm not gonna speak like for the females who look for guys. I'm gonna speak for guys who look for women. So for the guys who like have girls that they sleep with or look for girls to sleep with or whatnot, it's like, is it worth it? Question of the day. Question of the fucking day. If anyone out there has an opinion on it, guy, girl, non-binary, whatever it is, if y'all have an opinion on it, if you agree with me, if you disagree, if you have your own opinion about it, if you want to let me know, if you want me to read your opinion, and maybe someone else may want to comment on your opinion, you know, let me know. If you're listening on Spotify, you can, Spotify is that section where it's like, they ask the question, it's like, how do you feel about this episode? If you want, you can just, my whole point is find, if you want to like talk about it or like let me know your opinion, you can find a way to let me know, basically what I'm trying to say. I have plugged my socials, so if I haven't, I will plug it at the end. You can find a way to basically send me your opinion. If you agree, if you disagree, if you feel as if it is worth it, if you're like it's not worth it, if you feel like it's more than that, whatnot. But it's just a question that I thought about, because it's just a topic that if you really think about it, it's like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, would you like, you know, for example, like school kids, I know so many school kids, I don't know personally, but I know of school kids who get pregnant and like teenage pregnancy and whatnot. Is it worth doing this for sex? Is this okay? I kind of lost the plot, hey, but yeah. That was a deep one. Not really deep, but more so, oh shit. I did not mean to do that. Okay, now I just made it sexual for no reason. No one probably caught on to that. But that is a topic that you can think about, question you can think about. Yeah. So now I'm trying to think. I don't know, because when I wrote it down as Stop Chasing Sex. So, I don't know if I should title this episode as Stop Chasing Sex or Is Sex Worth Chasing? Okay, is sex worth chasing is so much more juicier. Oh my god. I don't know, because when I wrote down, I literally was like, Stop Chasing Sex. Nah, is sex worth chasing is a lot more juicier, right? Shit, that's so difficult. I don't know. Like, damn. Stop chasing sex. Is sex worth chasing? Hey, man. By the time this episode goes out, of course, you're going to see the title. So, y'all are going to know what I end up deciding. But as of now, I have no clue. But it is Friday, the 23rd. So, this is not going to go out this Friday. Let me check my calendar. This is going to go out on the 1st of March, which is next week Friday, if everything goes to plan. So, I still do have time to figure out what I want the topic to be. The title to be. So yeah, I think my dad is gonna be home soon. So I'm trying to decide what the fuck should we do. Like, I don't know. Okay, I'm trying to decide if I want to stop and play an interlude or not. Okay, I'm gonna play an interlude. In case you don't know what an interlude is, it is what you're about to listen. It's the little sound, it's the short music you're about to hear right now. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. I don't even know if that's the interlude I'm gonna use or not. But if that's not the one I'm gonna use, it's gonna be so awkward. But I decided that I want to take a, oh my god, I know it's in the beginning of the previous, like in the beginning when I was speaking, there was a lot of noise in the back, and that's because I was playing with things on my table. So I will try not to do that, because I didn't know the mic could pick it up, because that's lame. So, I decided that I want to do an Am I a Narcissist quiz. I'll just do it now because as of now, like I said, I have nothing to talk about. But this is going to be kind of awkward because if my dad was to come home and I'm not done taking the quiz, what am I going to do? Oh my god, I thought I hit the... But it's okay. I don't know because now I feel like my dad is most likely going to come in between while I'm recording. And it's like, I can't pause the quiz. Like, I have to finish the quiz. So, it's not going to make sense if I, like, do the quiz halfway and then I stop. Okay, fuck it. I'll just be quick with it. Okay. So, how it's going to work. This is fun. Okay. So, how it's going to work is I'm going to read the question, give my answer, and then we'll see if I'm a narcissist or not. So, now I just searched, am I a narcissist quiz? And there's a lot of quizzes, of course. So, maybe I'll take two quizzes if that's going to be fun. I'll see how I feel about the first one. Y'all can, of course, go join me and take a quiz too. Find out if you're a narcissist and maybe let me know your results. That could be fun. So, I'm going to check this one. It's like Narcissist Personality Disorder Quiz. Oh my god, bro, am I a narcissist? Okay, so I feel like we all know what a narcissist is, but yeah, I was gonna read what they are, but let's be real, we all know what they fucking are. Oh my god, okay, this is not what I want. I looked at the questions and I was like, no, this is whack. Okay, we're gonna look at this other one. It says, am I a narcissist quiz? 100% free. Okay, so, oh my god, this is so bad. Like, I don't think I'm actually a narcissist for real, though, because I don't think that much of myself. Like, I actually am pretty, like, insecure sometimes. I have my moments where I'm like, you're the shit, but, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, oh my god, I can't. Because these questions, like, as soon as I read the first question, I was like, yeah, no, this is not me. Like, for example, this question says, I believe that I am better than most people. What the fuck? Like, who actually thinks like that? The one from the previous quiz that I was gonna do that I decided not to do, the first question that I saw, let's even read that one. It's like, which statement best suits you? And it's like, I have a natural talent for influencing people. Or the other one is, I'm not good at influencing people. Of course, if I say I have a natural talent, it's like, the thing with these quizzes, right, is I can already tell which one is the narcissistic answer. And that's why I don't want to pick quizzes where it's like, you get what I'm saying? Like that one where it's like, I'm good at influencing people. Of course, if I pick that one, that's the narcissistic answer. I want a quiz that's like, the answers aren't going to be obvious, that if I pick this one, it's going to later be like, you're a narcissist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want one that they're going to ask me questions that I'll just give like real answers. Because with these questions, I know which one is like, I know which one a narcissist would pick. So, of course, I'm not going to pick that. And it's like, that's lame. So, we're going to try another one and see what this one is about. But the fact that I can tell maybe just shows that I'm not a narcissist. Oh, my God. This one is so bad. Okay. This one says, do you experience an exaggerated sense of self-importance that frequently involves the need of to exaggerate your talents or achievements? I think I'm just not a narcissist because I can already tell, like, I don't like these. Like, I really... Okay, we'll check this one that says, how narcissistic are you? This one is not a, are you a narcissist? This one's like, how narcissistic are you? We'll see. Let's see. Nah. No, I'm taking another one, sorry. I'm taking this is so weird, like, I'm just going through quizzes. This one is the take the Am I a Narcissist quiz and uncover your true self. Okay, now this one, okay, you see, this one is what I'm calling, like, a proper quiz. Okay, so for the first question is, like, do you have difficulties expressing negative emotions like anger / sadness? And then A, yes, I struggle with them constantly. B, not at all. C, sometimes. And D, no, I don't think so. Emotions are normal. This is the quiz that I want. I don't know if there's anyone who gets what I was trying to say, but with this quiz, I can't tell which one is the narcissist answers. So that means I'm gonna give my real answers. Like the previous quiz was just like, do you feel like you influence people, and then there's two answers: yes, I influence them, no, I don't influence them. Obviously a narcissist is going to be like, yes, I influence them, and it's like, of course I'm going to say no, and then the answer at the end is going to be like, you're not a narcissist. But it's like, bitch, I knew what the narcissist would choose. So, but with this one, it's like, I don't know which one is the narcissist answer. So if you don't get what I'm saying, then fuck off. But do I have difficulties expressing negative emotions? I actually feel like I don't. Yeah, this is actually fun because now it can bring up discussions. Oh my God. I should take quizzes more often. But for me personally, negative emotions like anger or sadness, I feel like I don't have a hard time expressing it because these are emotions that I usually are, like, I'm not able to control. And it would most like, depending on like how strong it is, it will most likely show. So for example, if I'm angry, I'm gonna fucking lash out. I'm gonna like lash out. I'm gonna ignore the person. I'm gonna, you know, be irritated. You know, I can't hide my anger. If I'm sad, I'm probably gonna break down and cry. I can't, as much as I try not to, I can't, you know, control it. So the question is, do you have difficulties expressing? I'll say no, not at all. Because I promise you, if I'm angry, you'll be able to tell. If I'm sad, you'll be able to tell. Wait, now that I think about it, will you actually be able to tell? Maybe. Nah, yeah, it depends. Yeah, if I'm like really sad, because sometimes I could be like sad and it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Anyways, next question. Do you think you find it easy to read people at first glance? Yes, I'm a people person. No, I don't. No, I've never tried it. Yes, I have tried one more than I have tried on more than one occasion. Do I think I find it easy to read people at first glance? The fuck does that even mean? So before I continue, I want to say, like I always say, I have timestamps in the description. So if you find what I'm talking about boring or you want to look for something else to listen to, go look in the description. I try and say it in every episode. If I don't, just know for future reference, there will always be timestamps in the description. But anyways, moving on. Do I find it easy to read people at first glance? I don't think so, but I feel like I tend to like, I feel like we all just naturally judge people. Yeah. No! 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 That did not just happen. Oh my God. It's funny because usually I would stop recording, but like, I don't actually want to. That's kind of funny. I would listen back, but I don't like listening back to my episodes. But I have to, like, eventually when I'm writing the timestamps. But that was a little bit funny. Oh, my God. Woo! Fuck! So, in case you were wondering why that happened, is because I literally, whenever I have, like, a tripod, not as a tripod, like, I just stack a bunch of stuff on my table on top of one another and use that as my tripod. Oh, my God. So, they ended up falling because I was using my phone and then they ended up falling. I think I dropped something because the thing is not as high as it was before. Shit, my little tripod thingy fell. No. But yeah. Okay, so something's definitely missing because it's a lot lower than it was before. It's literally so dark. I was recording at 5 and now it's 7. So I need to wrap this quiz up. I already started, so I can't end it. But moving on, forget that shit even happened. Oh, wait, no, I'll just add this. Okay, hold up. That's the reason why it fell, because this thing is so tall. I want to make it tall so that it's close to my mouth and I don't have to bend over. Like, not really bend over, but like, you know, lean in. Like, I want it to be as close to my mouth as possible. Okay, it's said and done. Moving on. So I feel like we naturally judge people, like, at first glance, like, okay, actually, now that I think about it, no. Yeah, to be honest, now that I think about it, no. Because sometimes you can just look at someone's like, oh, this person looks like a nice person. Oh, no, this person doesn't look like a nice person. Oh, this person looks like they're full of themselves. Nah, that's, you know. But it's also not just based on, like, first look. It's, like, how they act, too. So I'll say, this is kind of difficult because these answers do not align with me. So I'll just say, do you think you find it easy to read people at first glance? I'll say yes, I have tried it more than once, because I guess that's the closest thing. The next one, I'll try and speedrun this, because A, I'm running out of time, and B, I don't know if you all find this point. Fuck! This is getting out of hand. This is actually getting out of hand. Maybe I should just stop trying to touch my phone. Because, like, that's literally... Like, whenever it falls, it's because I'm touching my phone. Lame as fuck. Y'all need to print that, like, pretend like that did not happen. Because that is so embarrassing. But at the same time, like, I don't care. It's kind of funny. Like, I feel like if I was listening to someone record a podcast and their shit fell, I would just be like, oh my god. But, yeah. Okay, let me stop fucking touching it. Because this thing... It's not even because I'm touching it. It's because I have, like... I have three. Okay, let me tell you what the tripod looks like. It's my Eco Styling Gel. On top of that, it's my petroleum jelly. Whatever Vaseline is called. I have that on top of my Eco Styling. On top of that is my hair cream. On top of that is one of my it's a soap bar box. On top of that is a box. It's not a box. It's a bunch of sticky notes. On top of that is my whiteboard cleaner. And that's the time. Y'all probably did not ask. But anyways, moving on to the fucking quiz. I'm trying to speed run this, but I get caught up. Do you believe people should give you special treatments? I will say no. Because personally, you see, like, this quiz, I mean, this answer, I already know. A narcissist would say, like, yes. And that's why I don't want to, like, answer questions that you can clearly tell what the narcissist would say. But whatever. So, obviously, I said no because I don't want special treatment. It makes me feel weird. The next one is, do you think you're an excellent liar and get away with it most of the time? Now, with this one, I know I'm, like, I want to speed run it. But, like, this is a great, like, this is great topics to talk about. Because, listen, lying is not something that we should embrace and everything. But I'm a fucking great liar, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just great at lying. I think the reason being is, like, my lies. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm quick to lie on the spot. And it's happened to me so many times. Because the thing is, like, let's say I get in trouble. And I'm thinking, yo, what lie am I going to say? What lie am I going to say? When I'm thinking of the lie I'm going to say, nothing comes to head. But if I was asked on the spot a question, the perfect lie, it makes complete sense. It's completely like, this may be the truth, you know? The lie sounds so honest that even I think it's the truth. Okay, I'm just kidding. But like, I lie so honestly that even I'm convinced this is the truth. Then I'm able to, like, give a lie. Because let's say, for example, like, I sneak out. And on my way home, I'm like, what the fuck am I going to say? What excuse am I going to say? When I'm trying to think of a lie, I can't think of it. But if my mom were to just walk in and ask me randomly, where did you go? On the spot, the perfect lie is just going to, like, it's just not even just come to my head. I'm going to give an answer and the perfect lie is just going to come out. I'm not even going to think of it. It's just going to come out. And that's why I genuinely believe, like, I'm a great-ass liar. Like, not even on some narcissistic shit, but, like, bro, my... Shut up. Okay, y'all, boys, it's literally, like, bro, I had to stop recording. Okay, so basically what happened was, I heard noise, and I was like, oh, my God. And then my brother came in the house, and that's why I was like, shut up. And I was like, oh my god, so fucking embarrassing. Bro, okay, hold up. Shit. Okay. This is so fucking awkward. Okay, wait, hold up. I'm trying to decide the best place. In case you can't tell, I'm not in my room anymore. I'm actually downstairs because I had kept my door open because I thought that I would be able to hear when my brother comes back. My brother came back, was upstairs, and I didn't fucking hear him once. And I was like, what? So, he's in his room now. I'm downstairs. So now I really need to, like, speed run this because I knew he was going to come back eventually because his curfew was, like, 6. And because no one was in the house, he came home at 7. So my dad honestly should have been home. So he can also pop up at any moment. So I'm going to speed run this. So the next one is, in a social gathering, would you prefer to be the center of attention? All eyes should be on you to enjoy the party and make great moments, to tell the most wondrous stories and mingle with as many people as possible, or to stay quiet and listen to others and enjoy the party atmosphere. So in a social gathering, like, realistically, I want to just enjoy and make great memories. 2024, y'all. I'm trying to put myself out there. Next one. Do you compare yourself to others and feel superior? Okay, yeah, I cannot do that. I'll do that. But I only do it when it's deserved. Like, if someone talks, like, shit to me, I'll be like, how are you talking shit and you ugly? Like, pick one. So, it's not like, you know, I do it for a reason. I don't just randomly be like, oh, yeah. But, like, sometimes I can, you know. Like, you know, sometimes when I see, like, I don't know if y'all know, like, Cardi B meme when it's like, if you ever feel ugly, something like that, like, just know there's someone uglier than you, and it's like, do that. But, like, I have different moods, you know. Some days I'm like, I'm the shit. Some days I'm like, yeah, no, I can't. I'm so bad. But anyways, I'm losing. Okay, the next question is, how do you feel about compliments? Yes, I think I deserve them. No, I don't think I deserve them at all. Yes, I believe I deserve them most of the time, or I don't think I handle compliments well. So honestly, my honest thoughts is I don't give a fuck. Like, in the most non-cocky way possible, I know I'm not ugly, so yes, I would call myself beautiful. So I wouldn't say I deserve compliments, but two of them are yes, two of them are no. And the one that I'm gonna pick is probably the one like, yes, I believe I deserve them most of the time. I don't think I deserve them, but shit, I'm a narcissist. Fuck. This quiz is gonna be like, you're a narcissist. And it's like, no, I'm not. But anyways, next one is, do you experience difficulties maintaining? Okay, you know what I should do? I should stop reading all the answers and I should just read my answer. Because, no, okay, yeah. Okay, so next one is, do you experience difficulties maintaining long-term relationships? So the answer is no. If it was meant to work, bitch, it would work. Next one is, do you think you're a natural leader? The answer I'm going to pick is yes. Sometimes I think I can be a good leader. Because honestly, like, yeah. Yeah. Next. The next one is, would you take the chance to get ahead in your career, even if you have to resort to unfair means? Yes. Yes. I'm going to say yes. Sometimes I will, but not all the time. Like, to be honest, like, yeah. I feel like something that I've said about myself is I'm the type of person, like, I will do whatever it takes to get what I want. Depending on, like, whatever it is. If it's something serious, then of course. But if it's not that serious, then I'm not going to, you know, do all that. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, depending on what I want. Like, for example, if I want to get good grades, I'll do whatever it takes. You know, study hard, you know, cut my social times, you know, like, reduce the time I go on my phone, like, you know, do whatever it takes. But it could be a bad thing if I want to, you know, do a bad thing. Like, so, yeah. So, the next one is, how do you feel about receiving criticism? Let me read these options. Okay, I think the option I'm gonna choose is I may get defensive at first, but deep down I know there might be some truth to the criticism, because yeah, I don't really like when people give their opinions about me, because I feel like y'all don't know me like well enough to like give your opinion. So yeah. How important is it for you to be recognized for your achievements? Okay, I think the answer I'm gonna, I think the answer I'm gonna pick is I find satisfaction in my own achievements, even without external validation. I don't really think I need validation, to be honest with y'all, because, again, you don't know me well enough to, like, give your opinion. Whether it's good or bad, it's like, just shut up and go about your day. So, the next one is, how do you react when someone else succeeds while you failed? The answer I'm going to pick, I think the answer I'm going to pick is I feel a twinge of disappointment, but I genuinely celebrate their achievement, because I think that's it. Like, of course, I'm upset that I failed, but I'm happy they won. So the other options are just, like, weird as fuck. But the next one is, how often do you find yourself talking about your achievements and accomplishments? Now, before I even read the options, let me think about this. I don't really think I do, to be honest. Depending on, again, like, what it is. Like,
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah. This is the best answer. Occasionally, but only when relevant to the conversation. That's the answer I'm gonna pick. And the last question is, how would you describe your ability to empathize with others? Oh, this one is like, okay, this one says, I can empathize, but I often prioritize my own needs and feelings. Shit, when they put it like this, it's gonna be like, you're a fucking narcissist. Oh my god, duh, they actually called me a narcissist. I didn't think they were going to. I was just making jokes. What the fuck? The answer says, you are a narcissist. You are narcissistic. You may have trouble forming deeper connections with people close to you. With proper guidance and therapy, you can have beautiful relationships. You have people that love you and support you unconditionally. Be mindful of your impact on the people around you. You deserve good things in life. You deserve love and support. Reach out to your loved ones. What the fuck does that even mean, bro? How stupid ass quiz. Oh god, I'm probably gonna take another one because that quiz was rigged. If I take another quiz and they say I'm a narcissist, like what? Is me being in denial a narcissistic trait? What do y'all think? Do I give off narcissistic vibes? But then at the same time, it's like the thing again with the opinion thing, like y'all don't know me well enough. But like based off what you know, do I give off narcissistic vibes? That's a question. A question for the day. But okay, it is 7:21. I gotta go because I kind of been recording for quite some time, and like I said, I don't usually like recording when people are here. The only reason why I came down is because I wanted to finish the quiz. Because like I said earlier, I don't want to take a quiz and like stop halfway. Because how the fuck is that even gonna work? So my brother is in the house. So yeah, I'm gonna keep recording the next day, like whenever. Yeah.
Okay, hi everybody. This is like, okay, when I explain where the fuck I am, y'all are gonna lose your shits. Okay, so it is Thursday, February 29. This is, I'm so scared. Okay, fuck. Because like I said, I'm trying to post every Friday, right? And I posted last week Friday. If this goes out on Friday, then it would be last week Friday. But I posted last week Friday for me, and I posted the Friday before, I think, and I'm trying to like post every Friday, so you know that's the plan, you know what? No, so I'm in clinic. Shit's happened, let's just say. I'm in fucking clinic, and here I am. I'm outside. The idea to record was so random and not thought through at all, because basically I just literally came outside and I was like writing down, because sometimes I write notes for things to talk about on the podcast, sometimes I type it out, and sometimes if it's too long I'll sit write like I'll record like a voice note of me explain, not a voice note but a voice memo of like me talking about what I want to record. I like what I want to talk about when I'm recording the podcast. And then I was just like, why the fuck don't I just record an episode right here? So I have already started the episode, and y'all know the drill. We record up until we're tired, we stop, and then we finish off whenever we finish off. So, yeah. Shit's happened. I'm not gonna get into it, but I'm in clinic, in case you didn't know. So I think like 2 episodes or 3 episodes ago, I posted an episode where I was like, I was admitted into a psychiatric clinic. If you didn't listen to that episode, you can if you want to. If you don't, I don't know, fuck you. But I'm back. Oh. So if you are a W listener, you would know of my YouTube channel, Big Stepper Debbie. Go check it out. So yeah, I have a YouTube channel. I have 4 videos out. Holy fucking shit, those videos are so well edited. I'm not even trying to like be those YouTubers that's like, my videos are so well edited. But like, my shit takes hours, bro. So go fucking watch my shit. What the hell? I don't know why I'm being like, if you want to go check it out, like my shit was great. But anyways, I kind of vlogged my experience. I have 4 different videos. One was like my first few days. The first few days vlog was kind of ass because it was my first few days. I feel like anyone's first few days in clinic is gonna be like shit. Like if you're gonna look back on your first few days like this was shit. And then my second video, so the first video is like what's it like inside, blah 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 blah. The second video is a week in my life. The week in my life I personally recommend because it was the second week of clinic. By this time I was used to everything, I was familiar with everything, I had more confidence to vlog, whatnot. So you can watch all four. I have 4 videos. I'm explaining each one. Or you can, if you wanted to choose which one to watch first, I would suggest that one. If you want to know about the clinic life, not clinic, but I'm in a psychiatric ward. What the fuck do you want to know about that? But yeah, the second one's a week in my life, so that's pretty fun. And then the third one was a reaction video. My first reaction video was a mukbang video, and yeah, not a mukbang video, a reaction to mukbangs. Yeah, that one was, I watched it twice in a row. I am the type of person that once I record my video, I edit my video. Because you need to understand that when you edit a video, this is something only YouTubers will know. You watch that shit like 100 times, I promise you. Like every YouTuber, like for me personally, when I'm done editing a video and I'm like done watching for the last time, I don't want to watch that video again because I'm going to get sick of it. Like I literally will know what's happening in my video before it even happens. I know obviously it already happened in real life. But like when I'm editing, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. But when you edit a video, you watch that shit like 100 times, bro. So I don't even, like, I remember, like, so what I'm trying to say is with the mukbang reaction video, I watched it twice in a row. And that's impressive because usually when I'm done recording, when I'm done editing, I watch the full video, obviously everything for one last time if I, like, save it. No, I save it and then I watch everything and then, yeah, if I'm done editing, I'll delete the draft of my editing, whatever you want to call it. Unedited, like, you get what I'm saying? So I watched the edited version twice in a fucking row. That's a record. Like for me to watch it twice in a row in one sitting is impressive. That's just how you know the video's banger. But that's enough. And then the fourth video was my last few days vlog. So go check those out if you don't know. Big Step with Debbie on YouTube. It's pretty fun. I'm gonna try. I can't fucking record now, and I'll tell you guys why later on in the episode. But yeah. In clinics, I just wanted to give like a brief explanation because, you know, if you are an OG listener, when I say an OG listener, like you listen, you don't just listen to this, like you've been listening, you would know that I have already been in clinic. I said, God, if this mic can pick up on the noise, the people talking in the back, that, okay, no, it can most definitely pick it up. Yeah. I'm like in the woman's, I'm not in the woman's smoking area, but there's the woman's smoking area. And then there's like this secret. Oh my God, bro. This is why you need to watch the fucking video. I think in my last video, so my video on top, when you go to my Instagram, I have 4 videos. The one on bottom is the one, obviously that one is the one that I first posted. The one on top is obviously my most recent video. And that video, you can see, if you want to see where I'm at right now and I'm recording, you can go watch that video. I'll talk about, like, literally in the first, like, 1-2 minutes of the video, I talk about how I'm in a hut. It's not, like, a hut, but it's, like, just watch the fucking video, okay? Shit. But, yeah. So, I'm here. That's fun. Technically, a vlog, like, if I were to vlog again, it would be kind of weird because I already did, like, a full vlog first time. I was even getting sick of the clinic videos, but at the same time, it's, like, I liked it. Like, if it weren't for clinic, I wouldn't get back into YouTube. I would get back into it, but I wouldn't get back into it as soon as possible. As soon as I did, rather. But, yeah, so it's 6:51 right now. I'm outside in case you can tell by the wind or the background noise. So I want to go inside by 7. Reason being, I woke around like 500 times. And I will explain why as the episode goes on. But hopefully, this doesn't end up being a disaster. Because, like, guys, this is why for me personally, if you listen to the episode, the one, basically just think of it as a part one, honestly. When I was first in clinic, I explained everything. The rules, everything in my videos. I suggest watching those videos because when I'm explaining this, I'm not gonna explain it like you, like, I don't know if you know what I'm saying. If you explain something to someone once, the next time you're gonna explain it to them, you're not gonna get into much detail because, you know, they already know it. So because I have already so much clinic content out, whether it's podcast episodes or YouTube video, I'm not gonna get too deep into like everything about the clinic. But basically with the clinic, there's no fucking Wi-Fi. So yeah, there's no Wi-Fi. So I do buy data. Okay, there's, like I said, this is the woman smoking here, so there's a fucking woman walking by and I'm obviously lowering my voice. But fuck, I can actually speak like loud as hell because they're not close to me, but they're, you know, I can still see them, but they're not close to me. Obviously, I wouldn't record with random ass woman right next to me. But I have shit to talk about, so I have 8 minutes left because it's 8 minutes to 6. I mean, 6, not 6, 7. Unless I'm really deep into what I'm seeing and I end up going past 7. But I want to start walking around at 7. And the reason why I want to walk around at 7 is because in my fucking room, I have a nurse. Listen, I will say it again. You know what? I'm not even going to keep saying this. I've already said it before. If you want to understand everything I'm about to, because everything I'm about to say would make a lot more sense if you listen to the episode where I said I was, I think it was posted in November. Yeah, it was posted in November of last year. I was admitted into a psychiatric clinic. If you don't want to listen to that, go fucking check out my YouTube videos. If you don't want to listen to either one of that, that's cool. Who gives a fuck? Do I even know you? But I'm just saying it will help you understand more. So if you watch the first video, or you know about my, okay, if you know about my first experience, you would know that I was alone, which is the reason why I was able to vlog in the first place and vlog in my room and make videos in my room, because I was alone. And also, like, I like the clinic lights. Like, almost everything is white. And, you know, like, white when you record is, like, my actual room is, like, a lot more darker. And, you know, like, if you were to record in, like, dark light, then the quality is going to be, like, shit. So, like, the higher, like, the more lights in the more quality. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But, yeah, when I was in clinic, it just kind of, a lot of things kind of motivate me to start recording. So, now I'm back in clinic. You know, I can make more fucking clinic videos. But the first time I was alone, it was the best thing that there was. It was the American dream, I tell you. Being alone is those type of things that it's like you can't miss what you never had. If you don't know what it's like to be alone in clinic, you won't be like, oh, I prefer being alone. I have been alone and I'm currently with the roommate, so I can compare the two. So I can say which one is better, because obviously, you know, my opinion's valid. If someone were to be like, nah, being with a roommate is nice, being with a roommate is nice, obviously you're going to say it's nice because you've never been alone to be able to be like, oh, to be able to compare the two. I've been alone and I currently have a roommate. Being alone is the shit. Being alone is the shit. Usually, if I didn't have a roommate, I would be recording in my fucking room, which I don't know if the mic is picking up on background noises, whether it's the wind, whether it's the birds chirping, whether it's the woman speaking. I don't know about that. And honestly, if it is, that's not my problem, because I'm recording an episode regardless. So I'm not going to delete the whole everything that I'm saying now just because there's fucking birds in the back. But if I didn't have a roommate, you listen. The issue is not having the roommates. So I have, again, if you watch my videos, you would know that in a room, in a normal size room, there's three beds. So they could be three roommates, myself included. So myself and two other roommates. In my previous room, it was just me and two empty beds. I was fucking playing those beds, not playing in the beds, but like the mirror was in between bed two and three, and my bed was one. So I would put stuff on the other beds, and like that's what I mean when I'm saying playing. But now, obviously, you know, I have roommates. I can't be putting my shit on other people's beds, you know. So the problem is not even the roommates. Having the roommates is not even that bad. It's the alone time that's what's pissing me off. I don't have a fucking alone time. And it's irritating the fuck out of me. That's why I keep walking around. And no one knows that y'all host. Okay, I don't know. When I say y'all host, this is my venting place. It's anyone who's new. Welcome to the podcast where I vent. Okay, I vent from time to time. And y'all, when I meant to say y'all host, I'm not actually talking about you guys because you guys obviously are not here. But what I mean when I say y'all host is like the people around, whether it's the nurses or other patients, they probably see me walk around like a lot. Bitch, I walk around like a lot. Because I don't want to be in the room because there's a nurse in the room. And why the fuck is there a nurse in the room? Because of the fucking patient. Oh, who's the patient? My fucking roommate. Let me elaborate. I have two roommates. One beautiful girl. She's a sweetheart. She's just those people that it's like, you're just so good. You know that like with a lot of people... Let's just say people meet fucked up people. They become fucked up. People have fucked up experiences. They become fucked up. You know, she's that type of girl who's like, you can tell she's still good. You can tell she's still, you know, a sweetheart. You know, when a guy's a gentleman, it's like a lot of guys are gentlemen. Maybe like a fucking girl breaks his heart or something. Suddenly he's the biggest player, you know. With her, it's like, you know, she's still kind of, you know, she's still kind of like, yeah, what I'm saying, she's still kind of like, I don't know how to explain, but she's a sweetheart. Like, I love her. She's a sweetheart. But the thing is, she's great, honestly. Like, she's kind of annoying to an extent, but she's bearable. You know, I fake laugh at her bad jokes because I'm that type of person, and that's okay. That's not okay, but it's still too early to be making, like, you know, jokes like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she were to make a bad joke, the normal me, the actual real me would look at him and be like, that shit's not funny, you bitch. Okay, I wouldn't say you bitch, I'm just kidding, but I'll be like, that shit's not funny. But obviously me now, it's like, you know, make that fake love. Because our friendship is still new, you know? So she's great. You know, she has a lot of classes. She has shit going on. She has fucking pasta meetings. Like, she has a lot of shit going on. She's, like, barely in the room. She is in the room, but a lot of the time she isn't in the room. If she and I were roommates, I feel like the alone time would be... I wouldn't mind her being my roommate because I would still have alone time even though I have a roommate. I have another fucking roommate, bro. This lady never leaves her bed. I don't even know, like, what the case is, why she's addicted to the bed. Like, bro, she's never... The thing is, listen, it's not even about her. She has a nurse with her. I don't know what the condition is. Like, this is a psychiatric place, so, you know, people have their shit going on. So I don't know what the case is, why nurses are always following around, but there's a nurse by her side. Obviously the nurses, like, swap eventually. Not one nurse are bound, like, not one nurse follows her every single way that she goes, but, you know, they swap around and shit like that. So there's a nurse always where the lady is. So it's not like my complaint is not that there is always a nurse in the room. The nurse is where the patient is. So if the complaint is the nurse is always in the room, that means the fucking patient is always in the room. So the complaint, like, I don't have an issue with the nurse. The nurses can follow around. But if Shorty's gonna stay in the fucking room, then the nurses are gonna stay in the room. And think about it, even if there wasn't a nurse, I don't want the lady in the room 24/7. So it doesn't really, the nurse is like an additional thing. Like, it doesn't really matter if there was a nurse or not, but it's like the nurse means there's like two extra people. Like, it's already bad with one person, so now there's like, because the thing is, like, with the roommates, it's like I want my alone time, you know. Even with friends, it's like, yeah, we friends, we buddies, I like your company, but at the same time, like, sometimes I want, like, alone time. Sometimes I want to, like, be by myself for whatever fucking reason I have. So it's like with the roommate, with, it's so hard to not, like, to talk about this and not give their names, because obviously I'm not gonna fucking do that. I don't know why I swear a lot, shit, and then I just swear. But roommate A, the one that I love, she's like, if I was a ghost man right now, she's not there. Last time she was in the room was, okay, she was actually in the room earlier because she was sleeping, but before that she's like hardly in the room. She's like literally hardly in the room. I'm hardly in the room, but I'm hardly in the room because of the patient. I would be in the room a lot more often than her, but I'm not, because I can't be in the room with that patient, bro. First reason being YouTube. This place doesn't have Wi-Fi, but you best fucking believe I'm gonna download YouTube videos. So I have a lot of YouTube videos. Because this place doesn't have Wi-Fi, what I do is I choose, not a choose one day, but like I kind of save for one day till when I buy data on that one day and use all my data on that day. So instead of buying, like, for example, like 1 gigabyte for the week, I'll instead buy 1 gigabyte at like on like Friday and use all of it on Friday at once. So because of that, it's like I have a lot of videos, and then once I'm done watching every single one of my videos, then I'll, okay, this is so dumb, I don't know why the fuck I'm explaining it. Also, I want to say that it's 7:01, so I'll be wrapping this shit up quick. Also, close up time is at 8. That's not a close up time, but that's when they lock the doors. So technically I could stay outside, but if I want to sleep outside, I can most definitely stay outside. And of course, you know, I'm not about to sleep outside, so I don't have to go inside by 8. They're gonna lock the doors. Bitch, I could stay outside, but they're gonna fucking lock me out. I'm not trying to sleep outside, so technically, for me to say you have to be in by 8 is not really how it is. They lock the doors. Bitch, you can stay outside if you want to stay outside. They're not going to call you when they're going to lock them doors. You know, you can bang on the door or whatnot. But anyways. Yeah, so my patient is always... I have my roommate. One of my roommates is always in her room. So the thing is, like, even if she didn't have a nurse, if she's always in the room, the problem would still be the fact that she's always in the room. So it's not necessarily the nurse that I'm complaining about. It's rather her. Like, she's just always, just not even in, always in the room, always on a fucking bed. Like, that's the thing that irritates me. And it's like, how are you not even, like, ashamed to an extent, bro? To an extent. Like, two other girls are going up and down, you just there in your fucking bed like a pig. I'm not even, like, you know, this is my podcast, right? This is my venting place. You know how people journal? I have a class where they were saying, like, when you journal, you need to let all your emotions out. You know, when you journal, let's say, for example, you had a bad day because someone said something mean about you. The average person who writes in a journal, "Dear journal, I had a bad day because this kid picked on me. my teacher said that when you're journaling, you're supposed to be like, this motherfucker picked on me because he's a bitch. Okay, not always you say it like that, but you basically, the teacher is basically saying that you need to let your emotions out the way they is. Don't suppress it. Don't, like, when you're journaling, of course, you know, don't, not just in journal, but like when you're journaling, he was saying that you need to let it out how it is. Don't try and minimize how you feel. So, because the journal is your way of, you know, letting out your emotions. So this podcast is like my fucking journal. So if you know you're gonna get offended by what I say, I suggest you pack it up and leave. Because I'm gonna say what I want to say. I don't want any hate comments. I don't want any dislikes or whatnot. But you need to know, if you're gonna listen to this podcast, you have to be strong. You have to be, you know, like, don't take what I say to heart, guys. I'm just a fucking child, okay? But anyways, like, it's rather irritating for me when Shorty's always in the bed. Because for me personally, if I'm in bed and people around me are always up and down and up and down, I will feel bad. Because it's like, I'll look at myself like, what the fuck am I doing in the bed? Even if I have nothing to do, bitch, I'm gonna get up. Like, Shorty just wakes up, showers, goes to eat, gets back in bed. And that's the bit. That's how my morning routine. Like, I wish she had a YouTube channel so y'all could dead ass see. The YouTube channel could be 2 hours and like 1 hour and 15 minutes would probably be her just in bed. I promise you. I wish she had a YouTube channel to document her fucking dead life. Okay, I'm kidding. I didn't mean to say dead, but what I'm trying to say is when I say things, they come out exactly how they come out. I don't think before I speak. What are you gonna do about it? Invite me to the screen. That's what I thought. But I've been going for 19 minutes straight, which means I've been sitting outside talking for 19 minutes straight. And like I said, there's women around. So, and you can see I'm kind of getting a little bit agitated. So I think I'm just going to keep talking about the nurse and then I'm going to dip because, yeah, I'm going to dip. I didn't even, like I said, I didn't plan on recording. I just recorded because I was thinking, like, why not just record? And also because tomorrow is Friday. And I want to post every Friday. But what I was saying about the videos earlier, I still have a lot of YouTube videos to watch. So I'm probably not going to buy data tomorrow because it would be a waste of data. If I have a lot of videos to watch, what would I be downloading? I only download videos when I'm ran out of videos. So the episode is most likely not going to go out tomorrow. For me, it's Friday. Today is Thursday, the 29th of February. It's most likely not gonna go out tomorrow. I can try and speed watch my videos, but the problem is the roommate. Like, I don't think you guys understand. When I was alone, the problem was me leaving my room. I hardly ever left my room. I only left my room. I loved my room. My room was my house. Bitch, I loved my room. I was in there like majority of my time. If someone was calling me to come out, it would be like, I'm gonna come out, like, give me 5 more minutes, you know, give me 10 more minutes, oh, I'll see you when I see you type of energy. Now it's like, oh, you text me, I'm out before you even tell me. Like, you just call me and I'm already on my way. Like, any reason I want to get out, because I have to be using earphones in the room. Like, imagine you in your own room still using earphones. The only times I use earphones if I'm like in my room is if I'm listening to music and I want to hear like the beats. Or if I'm moving up and down and, like, I don't want everyone to hear what I'm listening to. But imagine you using earphones in your own fucking room. Like, what? Like, I don't want to be doing that. And it's annoying because I have to. Or, like, at night, oh my god, bruh. Oh my fucking god. I'm the type of person that watches videos to sleep, especially with this place not having Wi-Fi. If the place had Wi-Fi, I would just be on my phone so I fell asleep. But because they don't have Wi-Fi, just all the time, I'm just, like, watching videos. So, I would usually just watch videos to sleep. But with my lovely fucking roommates, that's not really an option. It's not even that's the part where the nurse pisses me off, because a lot of the times my roommates can be sleeping and I can watch the video, but the nurse has to be awake throughout because they have to watch that patient. So now the nurse is going to see me watching videos in my little bed. Oh, hell no. Hell no. But anyways, like I said, it's 7:07 right now. 7 p.m. I've been recording for 22 minutes straight. Like I said, the doors close at 8, so I want to go because a lot of my friends are not in my ward. And obviously, when they close the gates at 8, you have to be in your fucking ward. And eventually, I think like 10, you have to be in your rooms. So I can still be in my, like, I can still talk to people, but they have to be in my ward. And I want to spend, like, you know, I only have, like, what, like 53 minutes till the door closes. So I only have 53 minutes to interact with people outside my ward. And typically, like I said, I could always just record in my room. Oh, newsflash, I can't do that. Lol, lovely. But I'm a dip now because, yeah.
It's been fun. It's been lovely. I'm gonna catch y'all whenever I catch y'all. And yeah, peace and love. I'm obviously gonna be back in like the next few seconds, but for me, it's gonna be the next day. Bye, y'all.
Hey, y'all boys, y'all girls, what's up? So today is hold up. I'm trying to check the date. It is Thursday, March 14th. I'm in a room and the fan is on. I want to listen back to hear if you can actually hear the fan or not. Because if you can hear the fan, I may not record now just for your sake. Because I don't want the fan to be in the back. Because I'm not turning it the fuck off. It is so hot. Wait, let me just listen to see if you can hear it or not. Okay, you can hear it. You can hear it. So I'm going to try and speak up and speak closer to the mic so that it's not as bad. Because it is so hot. Like, these past few days, not fuck days, past few months, it's been so hot where I am. And this fan's like, I said, I'm in clinic. So in case you know, I'm back in clinic. That's fun. That's great. Which is the reason why I wasn't, if you know, or this is my previous episode, you know, I have been saying like I want to post every Friday, but obviously when I was in clinic, that was not possible. And also because, like I've said previously, there's no Wi-Fi in here. So even if I was recording, I wouldn't be able to post. So that's cute. And also, on top of that, I have roommates. That's just great, honestly. The first time I came, I had a roommate, I think, and then like maybe on my first day and like my second day, no, my first day, and then she left, and then I was alone, and then I had another roommate, but then she requested to be moved to a private room, which obviously you have to pay extra for, because yeah. So then I was alone for my whole stay there. Now I have roommates. When I got here two, I have three beds. There's three beds in the rooms I had. I got here and there was already two roommates here. And yeah, so the room was full. I love that. So fun. And then, yeah, that was fun. I think they were here for like maybe a week or two. And then they finally leave. Both of them left on the same day. And then I remember just laying in my bed like, finally, you know, finally. Because if you were listening, like I was saying, the one of the ladies have a nurse that follows her. Like, they don't have a nurse, but she has nurses that follow around. So it was not even a case of there's always people in my room. It's a case of there's two roommates and then the nurse, which is just so much worse. So that's obviously fun. And when they left, I was so happy, like, wow, you know. And I remember, like, I was in my room that day that they left, because they left at, like, 11. And then, like, at, like, 5, because I had, at that time, like, I always was out. Like, I was hardly in my room. In the beginning, when I first came, I was hardly in my room. I was always out with people. I had friends. Like, I was always out. So, I came back into my room at, like, 5. Mind you, I had not been in my room till, like, I think that, like, I was in my room at 11. I had lunch at, like, 12:30. I was out. Came back at like 5 or 6 p.m. and I see a lady and I was like, oh my god, I already have another roommate. And I was so pissed because I was like, bro, I don't even have, like, this lady came the same day my roommates left. I didn't even get a night alone, just one night. And I was so pissed because it's like, bruh, come on, bruh. Because in my previous, when I first came, which was last year in October, I also had two beds. There was also three, just like this room. So it's like, I had the same amount of chances to have roommates in the previous time, yet I didn't. And it was just so annoying. And then I think that maybe a few days later, I had another roommate. And then she basically complained that the room was too hot, so then they moved it to another room. So at this time, when this new roommate came, I was more associated with the first roommates. Okay. So let's say roommate A and roommate C, cause I am roommate B, right? So when roommate A first came, that was the lady that I said when I came back at 5, I saw on the bed. When she first came, obviously I was pissed because I didn't know her. Like, I just wanted to be alone. And when I found out my roommates were leaving, I was happy because I thought that I would finally be alone. And for her to come and then just to see that was not, you know, didn't go as planned. So that's obviously fun. Great. So then after a few days, her and I became, you know, she's a mom. Fuck, she looks like a grandma for all I know, but she's way older than me. So when I say friends, we're not like buddies, but, you know, it's a good relationship between her and I. So then when the new roommate came, when roommate C came, she stayed like maybe like a day or two, and then she was like, nah, she wants to leave, the room is too hot, because we didn't have a fan. And then they moved it to another room. So then obviously when roommate C came, I was mad because one roommate's already a lot. Now I have two, that's already like, bro, chill. You know? So when roommate C left, I was happy because, you know, roommate A and I were already like, you know, buddies. Roommate C and I, we're not buddies, you know. So then I was like, okay, now it's back to normal, just roommate A and I. And then I don't even think a day later, another roommate comes. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bro? I was so pissed because I was like, this is pissing me off so much. Like, I need to leave. Like, I want to leave so bad. Like, so fucking bad. Because this is pissing me off. Because it's the thing, I was like, even if these roommates were to leave, I know chance of me being alone isn't even there. So now it's like, it's not even a mess of my roommates needs to go. It's a mess of I need to go. Because if my roommates go, another one's going to come in, like, as soon as possible. So that's obviously fun. So, yeah, she came. She's just, I don't really like her because she's just lame as fuck. But that was cool. And then I think, like, a few days after she came, she tells me, I mean, like, she was, like, the thing is, on the first day when she was first coming in, I greeted and I was like, hi, and she didn't respond. So at the time when she didn't respond, I was just sitting on my bed like, bro, you so fucking, like, you, like, I was so pissed off because it's like, okay, like, that's rude. But then I kind of brushed off, I was like, maybe she didn't hear me, because after that she spoke to me and she was just, you know, she had like a sweet voice like, hi, and so I was like, okay, maybe she didn't hear me or something. So yeah, she's not that bad, but I don't really fuck with her soon. I'm like, she's not that bad, but like, I just still prefer to be alone. So then yeah, a few days ago, she tells me that there's Wi-Fi. And I was like confused because the clinic does have Wi-Fi, but the patients don't have the password. Only the nurses do. So I was like, do you know the password? Like, did one of the nurses tell you? And she was like, nah, she has Wi-Fi. I can connect. And I was like, holy fucking shit. So then, yeah. Long story short, that is the reason why I am able to record. The episode has everything I've already recorded before today. Like I said, today's Thursday. It's already past the 1 hour mark. In case you don't know, whenever I record, I always tell myself, once I've hit the 1 hour mark, I know that it is safe to be like, okay, I'm done recording. Because I don't want my podcast to be too long, but I don't want it to be like too short. So I feel like 1 hour is a good duration. So once I always see that, okay, I've hit 1 hour, I know that if I have nothing more to talk about, I can post the episode. So, I don't forgot what I was trying to say. So yeah, basically, once I'm done yapping about whatever I'm done yapping, I will be like getting ready to upload this episode. So unfortunately, because I was admitted, I was not able to keep up my thing of posting every Friday. So that's great. Love that. But it was out of my control. Also, I was not admitted for fun. I was admitted for a reason. Not gonna get into what the reason was, but yeah. So yeah, that's I don't know, the update, I guess you could say. Fuck. But on a different note, something that I do want to talk about. This is nothing that I want to talk about with you guys. Just something that I want to like vent about in general, because this is like a big decision. The decision that I have to make. So basically, I am changing schools, right? And my parents, well, like I said, I'm in clinics, so my therapist had suggested, because I don't like the school that I've been going, the one that I came to this year. And if you listen to my episodes, you would know like the few stories. I haven't told much, but I've told a few things about the school. So the therapist brought up the idea of boarding school. Now, I have thought about boarding school in the past, but boarding school is just something that I haven't really, I've never been to a boarding school. And for instance, now in clinic, I have roommates. And like I say, I prefer being alone. So now I'm thinking boarding school has its pros and cons that I need to like think about. Because if I go into boarding school, I can't be like, I want to change schools again. So now is the thing. I was like, I want to make sure that this school that we're going to pick is like a good fucking school. So now the question is, do I want a boarding school or a normal school? And then if I pick a normal school, which normal school? If I pick a boarding school, which boarding school? So it's tough because I need to like really think about it. Because I wouldn't mind boarding school, but it depends on the kids. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, school in general, I feel like the people in school really influence how you feel about school.
Because my previous school, right, that school was, like, a good-ass school. Like, it was fun. It had activities. It had drama. It was a great school. But if I didn't have, like, a good friend group, which is what made me personally dislike the school. So I feel like why a lot of people are still in the school is if you have, like, a good friend group or a good friend or just good friends in general, you will fucking love that school. Like, that was my reason for leaving. So with these new school, it doesn't really matter the school. It's more of like the people, which is why I'm so more like, for example, this new school is low-key a vibe, but the kids and the everything about the school, I have to really like gather my words together because, yeah, I prefer writing because when I'm writing, I can put my thoughts together. Like, I know now maybe when I'm speaking, you guys may think like maybe I'm exaggerating or whatnot because I haven't really given a valid reason why I don't like the school. But trust me, there is reasons just because I haven't listed them. So, yeah, I really need to gather my thoughts, really think, do I want to go to boarding school? I need to know, like, which boarding school. And obviously, you know, every different school has its different rules, different, you know. So, I just, yeah, like, shit. Because also now if I have a boarding school, if I'm going to have roommates, that's going to affect me completely, you know. So, it's just, like, I just don't know, bro. I don't know. Because I remember my ex was in a boarding school and we would call at night. So I don't know how that would work. Because if you have roommates, I don't know if you're even allowed to call. I don't know. You see, this is why I just like, I need to think about it. So I just kind of brought it up because it's something that I actually have to think about. So maybe the next episode, we'll do a little analysis where we decide boarding school or normal school, you know. Like, am I ready to start the boarding school journey, you know, like, yeah, you know. So, if you have been to boarding school, you could let me know your opinion on it. Let me know how it's like, so that can give me a little bit of an idea. Let me know what you think. But, yeah, I don't really have much to say, and it is 5:45, and supper is at 5, and I have basically 15 minutes to go, and also, like I said, I have roommates, and the reason why I'm actually able to record right now in my room is because they're eating, and it's been, like, over 15, 20 minutes, so these kids, I don't know why I call them kids, because they're both older than me, but they could walk in at any given moment, so I want to wrap this up quickly, so that I don't end it halfway without finishing what I want to say, and so that my damn supper doesn't get taken. Okay, so I'm in the bathroom right now. In case you can tell, like, the echo. Because, yeah, I want to take a shit. And also, I want to leave because I don't want to have one of my roommates walking on me. And then that's just going to be chaotic as fuck. So, yeah, I want to end off this episode. The outro is going to be short and sweet because, like I said, I'm in the bathroom. I'm not using it, but I'm inside and I need to take a fucking shit. So, I don't know. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully, if you're listening to this now, that means you hopefully listened to the whole thing. And I fuck with you. But I'm in the bathroom too, so I don't know if someone can hear me. I don't know if you can hear these people like talking. I was like, oh, I hate this place. But anyways, this outro is definitely gonna be short as fuck because of this. But I wanna say that I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And I will see you when I see you because I don't even know at this point. I'll update y'all with the whole boarding school thing. But with that, I'm gonna catch y'all later. Peace and love.